Good morning and welcome to our final hour of Byers & Company live from spring training in Jupiter, Florida. We'll tell you all about tickets for all through the season for the Cardinals, and we'll tell you about some of those great promotions, plus Mike Bauer, general manager of Roger Dean Stadium. It's next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a action-packed week, the wrap to the week, Kevin. I can't believe the 3 days have gone by this fast.
It's been so much fun.
It has been.
It's kind of sad that it's over.
It's a whirlwind of activity for sure as we're down here for the 3 days that we broadcast. A little earlier this year, I think we're paying the price for that early decision with the weather, that nor'easter sort of knocking everything down on the East Coast, and we got some cool temperatures in the morning. Turned out to be a beautiful day, though. I got to say, Brett, maybe you agree, I don't know, if you had to watch a game, though, this has been about perfect weather as far as game watching.
Gorgeous. My mom and I had it was absolutely ideal weather yesterday.
We got a chance to see your mom yesterday. It was great to see her. And she drove over for the game. You guys got to enjoy some time, and I'm glad
fantastic.
That you guys be able to spend some quality time like that.
This coming down earlier kind of paid off for the sponsors. We got more apparel. Jackets and
well, you know, that's sort of the way that works out. All right, hey, it's my great pleasure. We've talked to Rob before, but Rob Fasolt is the director of ticket sales and services for the St. Louis Cardinals. He joins us here, and it's nice to have you. I think we've always talked to you before in St. Louis. Do you get to come down for most of the spring trainings?
Most of them, yes. I come down for about a week and spend some time down here with clients and talk with some of our staff about how the baseball season is going to look, and so I can come back
with some ideas,
with that
right?
Message. Yeah, of course.
And are you guys constantly? I guess a more interesting question is, when does the timeline begin? You know, the season's going to be starting soon. When did you start planning this season, as far as tickets and promotions are concerned?
Last July.
Okay.
Right after the All-Star break, we really put on our next year caps, and we start working on our promotional schedule.
So before the current season is done, you're already working ahead on the next.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and we hope that there's a memorable moment in October that we can capture with our promotional items. So we always leave some things open on the schedule. But we're really focused on the next year as soon as that All-Star break happens, because we have to put all the time and effort into selling tickets, renewing our current season ticket holders, putting a great promotional schedule together for our fans, and then communicating it throughout the offseason.
All right, we were having a really interesting off-air conversation about how things have changed as far as branding is concerned and what you do as far as giveaways are concerned. Now you'd rather do a really cool giveaway and increase ticket sales than maybe have a sponsor come in and do something that's branded that maybe people will like or not like. I mean, that's really shifted over the years.
Yeah, a couple things have really shifted. I think traditionally we used promotions for a long time in baseball to try to bring a couple extra thousand people to the ball game. It might be on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night when ticket sales are struggling a bit, especially in our market where we need the help from our regional fan base. And so we would put together a bat night, maybe because a sponsor like Coca-Cola would want to do a bat or a hat, and we put that together and we try to get a couple extra thousand folks out to the ballpark. I think what we've recognized over time is that we really want to try to build a model that provides promotional items that are collectible, that are sought after. Sometimes that may or may not come with a corporate sponsor. And we put them on the weekends so that we can appeal to a broader range of our fans. So people from Decatur can come down to Busch Stadium and pick up an item instead of just coming to the gate.
Now, are there bulletproof items? I mean, like the bobblehead doll, the replica ring. I mean, is there stuff that just works so well you're not going to tinker with that?
It would be great if we could have a new replica championship ring every year.
Yes.
So the bobbleheads, how do you pick what's the process of picking a player and doing a bobblehead?
I think we always try to make sure that the fans – favorite players are represented. And something that happens internally is we sort of become blind to that, right? Because we have so many things with Yadier Molina on it. The group that helps to collaborate on our promotional items, we say, oh, you know, we've done Yadi. Let's go with our Colton Wong or Matt Carpenter
Yachty
item.
Yeah, but then somebody says, no, but how about a Yadi Gardner?
Yeah, and I think it's probably a byproduct of us being there for 81 games and sort of seeing it through our eyes. When we see it through our fans' eyes, we realize everybody wants a Yadi bobblehead. So the more often we can really feature our best players, I think it is the better for our fan base.
Do you remember the straight A ticket promotions?
I went on, that was the only way I went to baseball games when I was a kid, and that's because my sister got straight A's. I took her pass. Yeah, I never got them myself.
Okay, now here's what I want to know. Your department seems like it would be like top secret. Like if you're planning next year, you got to have some insight on what the GM's doing as far as just creating anything out of a – so do you know personnel decisions? I'm not asking for any secrets. I'm just saying, do you know what's going on, or do you have to just sort of plan with what you think is going on?
It's a little bit of art and science.
Because I swear to God, when we were winning a lot of World Series, we would buy Little Man a jersey. And I remember when they started with the gold numbers. And as soon as we would buy one, that person retired or got traded. And so the next year, it was like we went from Lance Berkman to, through like three or four of these in a row. And I'm like, man, those promotional people know. It's like a one-time limited shot, and we're going right to the next one.
I wish I could say we were that well-planned. We do talk to Mo, and I'm sure. As our fans know, Mo's very open and honest, and so when we go out with our promotional schedule or even our design and our tickets or sort of our branding for the Cardinals for the next year, we have a tagline usually attached to that. We talk to Mo about, hey, what players should we feature?
Sort of get a nod or a wink, will work.
It's never a perfect science.
See, but this is it. I think we're onto something. Sports shows everywhere ought to be booking the promotional ticket guy because he knows how to plan ahead for next year.
That's why we gave him the big lead in.
Yeah,
the cat's out of the bag now.
So you got some new players coming in, right?
Yeah.
I know it's been a while. Tom Ackerman talked about that before. You know, when you do make those announcements back in December, people sort of lose sight. How do you incorporate those new players into the roster and get fans excited about them?
So
promotionally,
again, we always kind of leave a couple items open for potentially an off-season move, and we were really happy he's going to really carry the lineup, and I think he's going to be a fan favorite.
Do you have anything to do with the higher end promotions like the jerseys out in center field where you go out to that store and buy the ones that Mike Matheny wore or that Pujols wore and things like that?
I work with the people that have a lot to do with that, so I don't do anything specifically towards it. But I know the authentic collecting has become such a big item. And with the benefit of baseball having 80 home games and 80 road games, there's so much paraphernalia that you can capture. I know fans that always, anytime they come to a baseball game, they always get an authentic baseball that was used in that game.
Absolutely. Kevin picked up a base one time that we ended up using for a charity function.
A Kelly Green Matheny jersey that they wore down here in spring training.
For St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. That's fun stuff. So let me talk about promotional branding and ticket sales and then what it means for phase two of Ballpark Village. You know, because you are now selling just not a game, but a destination and an entire, much like this experience here where you've got restaurants and hotels, all of that helps you sell tickets, right? When you can make that downtown what they originally envisioned, 12, 13, 14 years ago, it's got to be good for you guys to realize that's coming to fruition.
It's great. It's great because we know that we can help to provide the experience from the front end of the experience to the fan through the baseball game and then even after the game is over. I think that's the idea of Ballpark Village is how do we create and own some of that experience so that we can control it.
I'm still surprised at how many people I talk to that haven't been to the Cardinals Museum and the Hall of Fame.
It's fantastic.
Here's what I'll tell you. We had the curator on a couple of years ago, or the year that was opening and then the following year. I think outside of the New York Yankees, the Cardinals have the second largest collection of memorabilia of any sporting franchise in the United States of America. They got enough to do that museum something like eight times over. And so they're constantly kind of moving in and out. But to see those World Series trophies and to see those jerseys and to see, all of the great legends. Man, if you're going down for the night or for the weekend for a game, make sure you experience all that because it's impressive.
Absolutely. I try to tell all of our fans to spend a couple hours in our museum because you could probably spend a couple days.
You really could.
And to walk through and see the generations of Cardinal history represented in the museum.
And
really
it's got a little something for everybody. Brett couldn't wait to pose with a bat, and I couldn't wait to sit down at the microphone and reenact Jack Buck's call of Ozzie Smith's home run over the Dodgers. So it's a little bit of everything. What bat did you pick?
I picked Matt Holliday.
Yeah, because, they have all of the game-used bats.
So cool.
Like, going how far back? I mean, it was,
you had a Lou Brock and Ozzie Smith. And,
yeah, it's great stuff. Yeah. Great.
I
love the uniforms. I'm a uniform nerd, so I love going and seeing what players wore in the 30s and the 50s. And
how do you decide on how many to give away? Some, if you don't get there, if you're like the first, 10,000 or 15, how's that figured?
So I think at one time it was in the 20s, really sort of based on where our fan base was coming from. We wanted to make sure that we had enough items that we could really give them an opportunity. And we didn't want to have leftovers, right. We've actually moved that number up now. It's 30,000 that we give away to fans. So it's one of the biggest numbers of giveaways that we do in all of Major League Baseball.
Okay, I have to ask a question about the opening day magnet.
Yes.
We live in a digital age. I am stunned at the radio station that people still come up to pick up paper schedules.
We have the same
thing. And we get those great big boxes, and I ask our program director, I'm like, do people really carry these around in their wallets? I mean, you know, with apps and you know your phone and everything. And so, and sure enough, we put that box out there. First day we get them, people are lined up to pick them up. The magnet that goes on the refrigerator with the entire schedule, that's generally one of the opening day gifts, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of, I think it's a fan favorite. It's one that, as a fan, I used to collect, and
right.
Now I still have them on my refrigerator at home.
So how do you balance sort of like millennials and the way they're consuming, you know, versus your 40 to 50-year-old fan who's coming down, you know, after decades? I mean, that's got to be a juggling act from the marketing side of things. You got to, like, please everyone.
Absolutely. We're always trying to make sure that our experience really is appealing to a broad range of fans, from folks who have gone to games for 50 years to folks who are coming to their first game with their parents or grandparents. The millennial audience, as you say, is a hard one to capture, I think.
Give away iPhones.
The that's right. You know, we want to try to make sure that
I'm
there's
pretty
something
sure everybody
technological.
Would show up for
that one. Yeah, everybody might.
Yeah. So it is, though. I mean, it, just like ticket sales, just like promotion, just like anything else, I mean, you got to, like, sort of go along all of those demographics and those lines of age and everything else. But I think the more you can have a ballpark experience, I mean, truly a game, all of that surrounding Busch mm-hmm. Stadium, the great history of the stadium, the great history of the Cardinals, and get a cool giveaway. Think about when we were kids. I mean, you know, you got one of the little baseball bats, maybe you got something like that. You guys are doing embroidered jerseys now.
Yeah, the jerseys are going to be fantastic. This year. I can't wait for our fans to see them. They're going to be amazed at the quality of the jersey that we're giving away.
And that's important, right? Because I know in our business, you don't mm-hmm. give something away that no one will ever use or wear.
Absolutely
you want those
not.
Walking billboards.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to see fans come back to games wearing those jerseys, you know, over and over and over again. It tells me that the quality is there, but also the fan really appreciates it.
I might be wrong about this, but I think St. Louis is one of those unique cities that the corporations are really involved in sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the Kutus soccer teams and Anheuser-Busch. They really give back to the community in the way of, you know, getting their names on kids' jerseys and things like that.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals, I think, probably led the way in making that a kind of something every business kind of tries to do.
I think St. Louis is a special place for that reason. And I do agree. I think the Cardinals are a main driver for that. You know, the years of Anheuser-Busch and then the relationship with the Cardinals, I think, went a long way from a corporate branding perspective. I mean, we have Busch Stadium before most stadiums had any type of sponsorship
exactly.
on it.
Yeah, and it didn't sound weird when you added a corporate sponsorship.
That's, you know, that's right.
To this day, it's like Candlestick Park. Come on, what are you talking about? You know, but they have – it's a great big small city, right? I mean, and I think that's the hospitality there. And I think even Dale Coley, diehard Cub fan standing right behind you, would tell you the ushers. I mean, it's just a little different. You go to Chicago, you go to St. Louis. And I don't mean the teams or the organizations. I mean just the people.
Mm-hmm.
People are a little quieter, a little more polite. People are a little friendlier. You know, even the fans are you know, that way. I'm not – still get a rule, you know, unruly guy, you know, every once in a while. But it's just a more laid back atmosphere. You go down to St. Louis, whether you're a Cardinals fan or not, and I think it's a baseball city. So I think if you're a baseball fan, you're going to enjoy your experience down there, Cardinal fan or not a Cardinal fan.
Well said. I think that I have the luxury of getting to travel to many cities and talk to baseball fans. And the one thing I always hear is Cardinals fans are really into the game. They understand the game. They're classy. They're not going to get down and yell and scream. And
oh, I've been around the Berhaney brothers. That happens every once in a while.
Well, that's anywhere.
Yeah. Rob, before we get you out of here, the most important thing, how can folks go online and check out all of the calendar of events promotional-wise? You guys do a really nice job of presenting that digitally for people to look ahead and kind of say, okay, that's in promotions. Where do they start?
They can start at cardinals.com. Go to cardinals.com, select tickets, select promotions. You can look at our schedule on cardinals.com, but that's the best place to start.
Yeah, you can also look at a seating chart, find out where you
Absolutely.
Want to be in the stadium. It really is truly a great stadium. I mean, there's not a bad spot in Busch Stadium, is there?
I don't believe so. In fact, we've taken one of our areas, our right field terrace, which is sort of right above the right field foul pole in the 400 level, and we've created a really unique space this year. It's the Budweiser Terrace. I urge fans to check it out. It's going to be a great experience. Fans are going to be able to watch the game, grab a beer or a soda, talk to their friends in a casual area, and watch, you know, and have a view of the game. It's just, it's not something that stadiums have very often.
All right, your 80-some home games. How many different ticket promotions will be going on in all of those home games?
Over 120
different.
Not even just one a game.
Yeah, because
we have theme tickets on the same night as some of our promotional items. Some of them marry up together. Others are completely separate.
Give you comfort knowing that when I look at it, when I look at a ball game, I look at who they're playing. My wife looks at what the promotion is.
I do, too. I have to come in every day and say, okay, what do we got today? Because it's always something new at Busch Stadium and with the Cardinals.
Rob, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today. We're going to take a quick break. By the way, that's Rob Fassolt, Director of Ticket Sales and Services for the Cardinals, and you can go to cardinals.com to begin your journey. Pick out great games. It's going to be great baseball action, but you might as well get a really cool gift while you're there. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy, highs near 41. Then tonight, cloudy, gradually becoming clear, and lows around 27. For your Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 48. And Sunday, cloudy, highs near 44. It is currently 26 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hello, this is Glenn Pichard. It was a great